Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, Mrs. Barlow, good to see you. We heard that you are sick. Yes, and did you pray for her? You know, I'm in the habit of reporting people here. Glory be to God. Yes, even your husband didn't pray for you. He just came and told us that you're sick, and he stopped there. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes, so, but good to see you. It seems like you are back to normal, isn't it? You look like, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Flora, you are not here last Sunday, were you? You are not here. But good to see you. Yes, there's a Balo child who has come back from school. Let's give him a big hand clap. What's his name? There are two. There are two, Yes, we welcome you. There are two. Glory be to God. Yes, who else wants to be recognized? Okay, none. Okay, let's welcome my friend, Dr. Gabriel Okum. Yes, he always comes to visit us unannounced to find out whether I'm still on track. Okay, Gabby, good to see you with your wife, Maureen, and the lady next to you. Did you come with her? No. Okay. Yeah, anyway, good to see you. Good to see every one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, and Gabby's kids, okay? There are three of them. I can recognize them from here. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes, whenever Gabby comes here, I have to recognize him as a man who was instrumental in my getting born again. Okay? He came to university from Namiriango, and for him, he was already born again. Okay, so he used to take me to church, he used to preach to me. Most of you know that story. Anyway, glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, my wife is at home. She was feeling tired, she just wanted to rest some more. So she remained at home. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, since the Resurrection Sunday, we've been talking about the resurrection of Jesus and the Lord's feasts, as you can see there. Amen? Amen. So we are continuing to talk about this, though Resurrection Sunday already passed. Okay? So we should know, from Leviticus chapter 23, that there are seven feasts, okay, which are called the Lord's feasts, okay, and he commanded the children of Israel to observe them at their appointed times. Now, according to Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, Paul tells us that those feasts are supposed to be prophetic. They were talking about events that would be fulfilled in Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. So we have been going through them. And anyway, the first one, which they were supposed to observe on the 14th day of the first month, on the 14th day of their first month, is the Feast of Passover. Okay? And we saw on Resurrection Sunday and last Sunday that feast was talking about the death of Jesus that was to come. All right? Paul says that Jesus is our Passover lamb, isn't it? Okay, by his blood, the punishment for sin or death, spiritual death, passed over us. Glory be to God. They were supposed to observe another feast the following day, starting the following day. And that is the feast of unleavened bread or the feast of chapati. Glory be to God. Now, Gabby now has called to me. Yeah? Because now I'm teaching people about the feast of chapati. Okay? Where is that in the Bible? All right? But it is there. Glory be to God. Unleavened bread, Gabby, like your wife will tell you, is chapati. Okay? Gabby has refused to agree. But it's the truth. Amen? Yeah, when you don't put leaven in dough, it doesn't rise to become bread. So it remains flat. And that basically is what? Chapati. Hallelujah. Maureen, isn't that so? You tell him before he goes and what? Mad slings me. Glory be to God. All right. Three days after the death of Jesus, they were supposed to observe the feast of first fruits. All right? And first fruits, according to Paul, according to the Lord and according to Paul, it was talking about Jesus' resurrection. Okay? Because as you can see, it says that Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who sleep. So that means that if Jesus rose from the dead, we also who die in him shall rise from the dead, isn't it? Of course, to live with him thereafter, forever and ever. Glory be to God. Going back to the feast of Passover, I need to correct a mistake I made last Sunday, I said it by mistake. When I said that Jesus died at midday, was crucified at midday, then he died at 3. Then I say midday, that means the morning sacrifice. Then his death at 3, the evening. But I was wrong, It was a mistake. I remembered it after the service ended, The truth of the matter is Jesus was crucified at 9 a.m. in the morning. All right? 9 a.m. That's when he was put on the cross. And that is the morning sacrifice. Then he died at 3 p.m. That's when he gave up the ghost. Glory be to God. And that was the evening, was sacrifice. So just a correction. Hallelujah. Gabby, here we apologize. Hallelujah. don't apologize. Hallelujah. Because their intention is known to deliver truth. Glory be to God. So you can go and noise that abroad. That the guy is still on track, amen? Hallelujah. Now, so we are finished with first fruits. Then the next feast was a feast of Pentecost, Pentecost meaning 50, 50 days. So they were supposed to count 50 days from the feast of first fruits. So from the resurrection of Jesus, they counted 50 days, And when you count those 50 days, they bring us to Acts chapter 2, Because it says that when the day of Pentecost had fully come, 50 days after first fruits, 50 days after the resurrection, By this time, Jesus was in heaven 10 days. Because remember, he had hung around for 40 days. And then he told the disciples that tarry ye in Jerusalem until the Holy Ghost, until the promise of the Father who comes upon you. So 10 days thereafter, the Holy Ghost was poured out. And it was exactly on their feast of Pentecost. Glory be to God. So that feast was also fulfilled. Because as you remember, Paul said that those feasts were prophetic. We are talking about things that were to come. Okay? Glory be to God. So the Holy Ghost was poured out and the disciples, all who were there, including Mother Mary, okay, they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. Okay? And I encourage every one of you, okay, if you don't pray in tongues, okay, please come to us, okay, because you're missing something great. Amen? Hallelujah. Every believer should speak in tongues. Every believer should be able to speak in tongues. Every believer should be able to pray in tongues. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is very important. Hallelujah. Now, the next feast, okay, that hasn't yet been fulfilled, okay, the one that we are waiting for, we've been waiting for it for 2,000 years, is the Feast of Trumpets. It's a feast of what? Trumpets, okay? The first four feasts were all fulfilled very quickly. Okay? Jesus dies on Passover. He's buried the following day. That's unleavened bread, okay? Unleavened bread, that means that Jesus' body wasn't corrupted. It didn't decay. Okay? The next feast was first fruits, fulfilled quickly, okay? In succession. Okay? The next feast was Feast of what? Pentecost, okay? They're all fulfilled 2,000 years ago. Now the next feast, the Feast of Trumpets, it has never been fulfilled. And that is the one that we are waiting for. All right? Now it will be fulfilled at what we call the rapture. Glory be to God. For the Bible says that the Lord himself, Jesus himself, will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ, okay, the dead in Christ will rise first. Isn't it? The dead in Christ. So that means that those who did die in Christ won't rise. Their bodies won't rise. And I will tell you, they will rise 1,000 years later, after the millennium. Okay, so the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain. So that means that at the coming of Jesus, there are some people who won't die. Okay? It says that then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we always be with the Lord. Amen? So there will be the blowing of the trumpet. Glory be to God. And so that feast will then be fulfilled. Glory be to God. At the coming of Jesus. Now, since the Feast of Passover was fulfilled, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread was fulfilled, and the Feast of First Fruits was fulfilled, and the Feast of Pentecost was fulfilled, we can be sure that even the Feast of Trumpets will also be fulfilled. Jesus is coming back. Glory be to God. Okay? Jesus is doing what? He's coming back. Jesus will come back. He must return. Okay? He must do what? Return. And we went through the teaching that Christians who are not walking in holiness, who are not walking in righteousness, will not go with him in the rapture. Okay? On the contrary, according to Ephesians 5, from verse 5 to 7, they will suffer the wrath of God. They will experience the wrath of God together with the sinners. Hallelujah. Okay? Because the Bible is clear that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. All right, so we need to prepare for this. We need to prepare for it by walking in righteousness, okay? The Bible says that without holiness, no one will see God. Glory be to God. Without holiness, no one will what? No one will see God. Hallelujah. Without holiness, no one will what? Will see God. It reminds me of a famous preacher on TV. Very famous, very popular. Okay? But his doctrine about some Christians going to hell, you know, it is messed up. Okay? So that's Hebrews 12:14, I think, or it is 14:12. We say that without holiness, no one will see God. His twisting of it is that if I'm not walking in holiness, people won't see the God in me. You understand? So that's how he explains it. That without holiness, no one will see God. It means if you are not walking in holiness, no one will see God. It has nothing to do with the coming of the Lord and being with him in his what? Kingdom. But of course, it's messed up, isn't it? Because other scriptures, especially Ephesians 5 from verse 3 to 7, it is clear that, in fact, it says that do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay? 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. They won't. Okay? Ephesians 5 says that they will suffer the wrath of God together with the unbelievers. Glory be to God. So that also means that when the Bible says that the unrighteous shall not, rather without holiness, no one will see God, it means exactly what Corinthians said, what Ephesians said. Glory be to God. Okay? So, please, prepare for that. It's coming. It is what? We've been waiting for it for 2,000 years, but just because there's been a time lapse, okay, doesn't mean that the promise has failed. Jesus is coming back. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is what? Is coming back, and be ready, okay? Walk in holiness, okay? As you look forward to his coming. Now, last week, we also added something about the tribulation, okay? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, from verse 29 to 31, that his coming, okay, with the blowing of the trumpets, will be immediately after the tribulation of those days. Glory be to God. Amen. Meaning that Christians will be here during the tribulation. Hallelujah. It is so clear. Matthew 24 from verse 29. Jesus begins by saying that immediately after the tribulation of those days. Okay? Then when you read down, it says that that's when he will appear, okay, with the blowing of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Amen. So the teaching that Gabby gave me back in the day when he was preaching to me, the gospel is wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. But I think now he has switched to the truth. Have you? Okay, if you have, then you should also apologize like I did. Hey, you apologize that I told this guy a lie, but I was sincere and I meant well. Hallelujah. So we are here in the tribulation. Glory be to God. Then immediately after the tribulation, okay, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall and the power. Then, verse 30, okay, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. So Jesus is coming, isn't he? And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, verse 31, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Have you seen it? It's there, Feast of Trumpets. Okay? Happening immediately after the tribulation. All right? And then the angels will gather together the elect, the Christians who are waiting for him. And when are those Christians gathered? Immediately after the what? The tribulation, not before. Glory be to God. It is that simple. It is that what? Simple. Hallelujah. So the rapture, us being gathered to meet the Lord in the air, happens after the tribulation, not before. Okay? Flavia is worried. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, people are worried. Okay? Now, Paul put it like this in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 51. Paul says that, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed. Okay? All right? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last what? At the last trumpet. That's when our bodies are changed. Okay? Because we're going up to meet the Lord in the air. But remember, the dead in Christ are rising first. And they're also getting glorified bodies. Isn't it? So Paul says that that is happening at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we also who are alive and remain, we shall also be changed. Isn't it? But it's happening when? At the last trumpet. Okay? So if there's a last trumpet, it means there are trumpets which will precede that last one. Yeah? Isn't it? But Paul didn't tell us about them. Okay? Because he expected us to know. Glory be to God. He expected us to what? To know that there are others which precede the last. Okay? Have you ever been the last in class? In primo, eh? You know primo? Do those boys know primo? You, eh? Primo. You know primo? Okay. Primary, okay? Hallelujah. Man, once I was the first in class. It happened to me once, man. I was in shock. You know when you become like surprised, you know? Hey, like you didn't see it coming. Okay, that was in P5. Okay? Man, I remember that time. I was the first in class. Like out of, I think, 140, I was the first. All right? Yeah, but Ugabi, I think, used to be the first often, isn't it? Ugabi studied with a sister of mine, so I used to see those reports. Remember, back in the day, they would give you a report with the entire class. So you could see your friend who was the last, your friend who got 30 in math, you know, eh? Okay, so Ugabi, yes, I used to what? Hear about him. So when I meet him at university, I was like, hey, this is a guy I used to see. Used to be like first or second. There was a guy called Obai Gerard. Isn't it? Yes, I remember those names, and they sounded the same. Okumu Gabriel. Obai Gerard. So they stuck in my head. Okay, one would be first, one would be what? Hey, then my sister would be what? I don't know. I don't want to say, because she wasn't very what? And glory be to God. She wasn't maybe very hardworking or something. Yeah. Yeah. But any man was. Then there was a time I was supposed to be the first again in P7. But the guy who beat me, I had sorted him out in math. Bam. So if I didn't help him. Okay? He also went to Ufamboland, okay? Namiliango. Ekongot Edward. I heard that Ekongot means grasshopper. You know, it is what? Ekongot means what? Grasshopper. That friend of mine who I went to see, yeah? During the week, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, so that guy, man, became too sharp for me, man. But if I didn't help him, because he was a bwango, you know, math, please help me. Because he was so good at English, so good at essay, so good, you know. The only thing that was letting him was math. The moment he sorted out math, man, he was uncatchable. Okay? Together with another fumbler called Kalema John. You know him, I think, from Tech. Yeah? Yeah, Kalema John, very well. We sharp guys. But there was a time when I could beat them. That's why I went to Smack, and for them, they went to what? To an inferior school. Hallelujah. So there's the last trumpet means that there are trumpets that precede, isn't it? Now, last week, I gave homework to children, okay, to tell us about the trumpets that precede the last. Okay, so Christina, please stand up and tell us what you found, or you can pick anyone in your team to tell the church what they found out. Eden, sweetheart. Yes, so quickly, don't waste time. I have so many scriptures I'm going to read. So she's going to say, like all of them, or one of them? One of the trumpets? One of them, okay. So you can say any.
Okay. At the first trumpet, hail and fire mingled with blood, and a third of the tree will fall down, and a third of the trees and green grass will be burnt.
Okay. Gabby, this is my daughter. You can see she's sharp like the father. Glory. So that's the first part? You've heard what happens. That doesn't sound good. Because I'll tell you that is part of the tribulation. Isn't it? Christina, who next? Nkwanzi. Nkwanzi is okay. Glory be to God.
Which trumpet? Any trumpet.
Any trumpet?
I read the one Eden said.
You only read one? Glory be to God. Christina, your people are disappointing you. Okay? All right, who? The Mjimbas, please encourage your team. Hallelujah. All right? Oria, was Oria in the team? She's keeping quiet. Oria was in the team also,
The third trumpet. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter.
That is the third trumpet. Nothing good about it, because it is tribulation time. You have found the stuff you prepared?
The second trumpet, a burning mountain cast into the sea, a third of the sea turns into blood, and a third of the sea creatures died.
Bob, there was a relative of yours called Rachel. Where is she? She hasn't come. I told you, She has exam. Then there were some ladies here. Yeah, they have also, they also burst. Bagamba. And the cancer said, Jakulachi. Bubble Bawa homework. So they bust. You see, I hope we haven't lost members, but because of making things very academic. Hallelujah. Which is the other trumpet? Any others?
Then the fourth angel sounded, and the third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night.
So everything is bad, okay? So in summary, there are seven trumpets, okay? There are seven what? But what's his name? Paul told us that it is at the blowing of the seventh, the last, that the rapture work, okay? And it says in Revelation chapter 11, Aha, verse 15. Okay, it says that, then the seventh angel sounded. So that is the last, Maureen. That is the what? The last, okay? Remember, Paul said it is at the last trumpet that we are raptured, we are chained, the dead rise. So he said that then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So you see, Jesus is coming to take over, isn't he? And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. Okay? Your wrath has come. Wrath upon sinners, okay? Sinners, those who are not saved, of course, and sinners who are saved. Very important. Very important to emphasize that in this day and age. Okay, because remember Paul said the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, Jesus said that many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, did wonders in your name? Okay, so they were doing things in the name of the Lord because they were Christians. Demons were obeying them because they were Christians. But Jesus said that, I will say to you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Then he says there will be, you know, gnashing of teeth. There will be pain thereafter. Okay, so these are Christians. And Jesus says that, yes, you did all those things in my name because you are Christians. But depart from me, I never knew you. Glory be to God. Okay, so the nations were angry and your wrath has come and the time of the dead that they should be judged and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints. Hallelujah. Rewarding appears when Jesus comes, okay? Hallelujah. You should reward the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, small and great, and you should destroy those who destroy the what? The earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that is what is going to happen at the Feast of Trumpets. Okay? The one we're waiting for. Okay? That feast, two things to take note of, okay? Concerning it, number one, okay, it is only righteous Christians. Christians who are walking in the commandments of God who will be raptured. Number two, there will be the tribulation. There will be the what? The tribulation, which will find us here. We are only raptured after the tribulation, okay? At the blowing of the last trumpet. Glory be to God. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24 that only those who endure to the end shall be saved. So when the tribulation finds us, we shouldn't throw in the towel. Glory be to God. Because if we do that and we deny our faith, then we shall not be saved. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, the next feast after the Feast of Trumpets is what? The Day of Atonement. Okay? The Day of what? Atonement. Basically, atonement means, okay, the day when sins are what? Washed away. Okay? Back in the day, of course, it was sins being covered. Okay? Hallelujah. So that is the next feast after we've been raptured. Okay? Sometime thereafter, there will be the day of atonement, and it is the last thing I will talk about today. Okay? But before I talk about it, we need to go back to the tribulation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12. We're going to read all of it. This is John. John says that, now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Now this woman, I will tell you, it is the country of Israel. Okay, it is a country of what? Remember, Joseph once had a dream. Joseph had a dream when his 11 brothers. So, meaning that there was 12 brothers. Okay, there were his 11 brothers he saw 11 stars, okay? With the moon and the sun bowing before him. Okay? And the interpretation was given there. Okay? The 11 were his brothers. The sun was his father. Okay? The sun, we can say now just for what? Okay? The son was Mr. Balo, just as an illustration, okay? All right. The moon was Mrs. Balo after she had recovered. Glory be to God. And so you can see, this is talking about the country of Israel, okay? The nation that was birthed from Jacob, okay? From his sons. Glory be to God. So, John saw that. Then she saw that the woman, okay, being with child, cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. Okay? The dragon, obviously, you all know, is the devil. All right? But it is not just the devil. It is also a kingdom that the devil will be reigning over, or a kingdom that the devil will be influencing to do evil. You remember when Jesus told the disciples that he was going to be crucified? Peter takes him aside, and Peter rebuked Jesus. Okay? Says, no, it shall not be. Then Jesus said to Peter, he told him that, get behind me, Satan. So he was talking to Peter, okay, and he referred to him as Satan. Why? Because it was Satan who was influencing what Peter was saying. All right? So we have a kingdom here, okay, that is taken over, completely taken over by the devil, all right? And so this dragon, the devil, and its kingdom, okay, it has 7 heads. Now, 7 heads, okay, these are kingdoms which over the years, okay, have persecuted Israel. Glory be to God. The first one, like you know, was Egypt. Okay? You remember these boys, okay? The boys, okay, went to Egypt. And while they were there, they suffered, isn't it? All right? So anyway, Egypt is the first one. The second one was the kingdom, the empire of Assyria. Okay? Because you remember, it is the one which captured the southern kingdom. Was it the south or the north? The north. Uh-huh. The northern, yeah. I have somewhat scholars here, okay? Grace Joy will be helping me. Hallelujah. All right, so anyway, it was Assyria. Then, years later, Babylon came and did what? We captured the southern kingdom of Israel. We took them to Babylon with, you remember Daniel? Uh-huh. Then, years later, another kingdom that mistreated Israel was what? The Medes and the Persians. Basically, they overthrew the Babylonians. You remember that? Glory be to God. You go back and read the book of Daniel. Okay? Then later, the Medes and the Persians were also overthrown by a kingdom called what? Okay? The Greeks. You remember? Alexander the Great and group. Okay? Then thereafter came the Roman Empire. Okay? Then there was the Islamic Caliphate. By that time, the Bible had been written. Okay? But that empire also went ahead. You know, and what you're going to take away from this is that you guys are joking. You're playing around with Islam. Okay? But Islam, what? It is going to be the next empire, the seventh and the last. Okay? It once existed. Okay? For those of you who studied European history, okay, there was the, I think it was called the Ottoman Empire. Okay? They conquered Israel, persecuted it. You know, eh? Now, it died, I think, in 1914 or something like that. But it's coming back. It will come back. Glory be to God. According to the Bible, it will come back. Glory be to God. Okay? And right now, like you know, it is 100% Islamic. You understand? Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? And they're all anti-Israel. You understand? And they surround Israel like this. Okay? So it's going to be what? The seventh and the last. That's why this dragon has what? Seven heads. Now, the 10 horns. Okay? These are going to be 10 nations, not in Europe. Okay? There used to be that thing, oh, whatever, the European Union. In the Bible, there's nothing about the European Union. It is clear when you read the scriptures, it says that the nations surrounding Israel. Britain is very far those days. France is even farther. Germany, as in, you understand? Okay? It is a nation surrounding what? Israel. Okay? So when verse what? Verse 4, okay? The tail of the dragon drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Who is that male child? It is Jesus. It is Jesus, because he's the one who's going to rule the whole world, isn't it? All right? And Israel is a... Jesus came from Israel. Jesus was a Jew. And better for your own information, he's coming back as a Jew. He hasn't changed. He hasn't what? That's why he will be called Jesus. It's a Jewish name. Okay? Which is, I think, is also Joshua. You understand? He's coming back as a Jew. So if you hate the Jews... If you hate all Jews, you have included your Lord and Savior. Glory be to God. Okay, a Jew died for us, isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay, so the child Israel, okay? This woman is not the church. You understand? The church has nothing to do with 12 stars and the moon. You understand? The church didn't give birth to Jesus. The church didn't give birth to Jesus. In fact, it is Jesus who gave birth to us, in a sense. Because it is in him that we are born again, isn't it? So this woman is not the church. Okay? Because there are people who say that this woman is a church and then, well, she will be raptured. You know, no. It is what? Israel. Okay? So she gave birth to a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Remember the feast of what? The feast of what? Anyway, Jesus rose from the dead and now he's in what? He's in heaven. He rose. Eh? And anyway, he ascended on high. Verse 6, then the woman fled into the wilderness, okay? Where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Okay, the woman. Who is the woman? Israel. Israel flees because the dragon is on her case. Okay, now, right now we're talking about the tribulation. Okay? 1,260 days, okay? Those are, if you divide by 30, you get, by 360. You get 3.5 years. Okay, 3.5 years. So that means that the tribulation is going to be 3.5 years. It's not going to be 7, like people say. Okay? The scriptures are clear, so clear. Okay? Where Gabby got 7 to teach me back in the day? Hallelujah. But I know we're all like influenced by TBN. Okay? The TBN crew was all for what is called pre-tribulation rapture. Okay? Benny Hinn, John Hagee, all those were wonderful guys. Okay, but Bambi, they were sincerely wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the church we went to, they taught us, they told you, no, you are okay, covered. You ain't going to be here in what? In the, but Bambi, that was wrong. Glory be to God. And that is still the prevalent what? We're teaching in the church. Churches everywhere. That is a because now, you know, people have problems. People have what? People come to church to be encouraged, to be prayed for, to be told that mukamaja liaja kukuvira yo. Then now they come and start to tell them about what? To read the trumpets, man. First trumpet, the sea is turned to blood. You know, Katiao, what are you doing? And my name is Zivu. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway, and then, man, when you read the tribulation, man, you're like, okay, there's someone who told my wife, someone in this church who told my wife years ago that, okay, I don't have a scripture against what the pastor has taught, but still I believe God is so good. He cannot allow us to be here in the tribulation. But I don't have a scripture. But for me, the way I know my God can't allow us to what? But your God says that immediately after the tribulation of those days, that's when he'll come for you. Because now for you saying, no, you lied. You are joking. You are joking. You are so good. You're so loving. You can't allow us to be here. Hallelujah. But that's a big lie. Amen. Okay, then a war broke out in heaven, verse 7. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. Okay, so the dragon is the devil. They are fighting, okay, up there. Okay, so the angels of the dragon fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast down by Michael, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And the Christians, okay? The Christians did what? They overcame him. The Christians, they are here in the tribulation, but they are overcoming the devil in the tribulation. So they haven't yet been raptured. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. So meaning that some died. But they were like, we are not throwing in the towel. We believe in Jesus, he's our Savior, he died for us. Oba munzita, munzite. Hallelujah. Okay? Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. because he knows that his time is 3.5 years. So meaning that him being cast down, okay, is the beginning of the tribulation. Okay? If you read the whole chapter in context, he's cast down, then trouble begins. Okay? 3.5 years. And at that time, some of the Jews flee out of Israel. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Now, when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. Okay? Who is that woman? Israel. Okay? Israel, which is predominantly anti-Christian. But the dragon is going for her. Because it's a hatred that begins from the Garden of Eden. Okay? It is that woman that gave birth to Jesus. Okay? It is that woman that God chose and said that through you, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And that is why the devil hates her. Glory be to God. And that's why the devil influences your boyfriends and girlfriends to hate Israel. That is why, where is Mark? Namanya. He's out. He's not going to throw him something. He's coming back. That is why 99% of journalists hate Israel. Glory be to God. 99% of you, they're being influenced by the devil. But for them, they think they are wise, they are sharp. But it's the devil. It's the devil behind, just as he was influencing Peter. The devil behind the journalists. Okay? The devil, was influencing the Pope, the late Pope. Okay, because he was defending the Hamas, who slaughtered Jews. Okay? Then now the Jews go to defend themselves to fight the enemy, and the Pope is like, you are the terrorists. You know? It was the devil influencing the Pope to think and say those things. Okay? It is the devil that is influencing the UN Secretary General. It's the devil. And the real thing is because she gave birth to a male child. It is because she's the one that God used to bring Jesus into the earth, to save us. Okay? To crush the head of the serpent. Like Genesis 3:15 says. Hallelujah. So now be careful. Okay, before you take sides against Israel, be very careful. But please understand that sometimes they are wrong. You understand? Eh? But even if they are wrong, it doesn't mean that now we'll fight them. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, like if Mrs. Namanya is wrong, okay, and Mr. Namanya, okay, knows that she's wrong. She will still remain on her team, isn't it? But you're wrong, but I'm on your team. We're going to fight the enemy. Hallelujah. So always be on Israel's team. Even when they are wrong, then in secret, you tell Netanyahu, Naye guy, Oitili day. Oitili day. Yes, Okubienyo. Years ago, Israel, I think, was hammering Lebanon. Okay? Then I remember I was passing somewhere, and there were builders, guys building, young men. Then I had one of the young men who tell his friends that, ha, mumaurire, temugaurira. Israel, Cuba. Cuba, like Israel is beating, Cuba. Atabo, umpulira, bebantu bakatonda. Bakuba. But I hear that they are God's people. So the guy, he couldn't put one and two together, Say, Bakuba. ne kumpuira mbo bantu bakatonda. Anyway, glory be to God. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. All right? Now here comes the Americans. The Americans, oh, they're like, we have to be everywhere. We are the, God can't do nothing without us. All right? So the Americans say that this great eagle, okay, is America. Because that is their, it's called what, the emblem or the eagle. So I was like, but one, you come with Bible. You know, but when it comes to Bible, even before we existed. But that's a big lie, amen? Yeah, it's a big lie, okay? But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she's nourished for a time and times and half a time, 3.5 years, 1,260 days. So she's nourished there. And most people think it is a place somewhere in Jordan, okay? Jordan, which also neighbors Israel, okay? So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth. All this is happening in the what? Tribulation. You understand? Because remember, he's cast down. And then the trouble starts. So the trouble starts primarily against Israel. Tribulation starts primarily, first and foremost, against Israel. Before you Christians enter the picture. It is first and foremost Israel. Okay? So, the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Alright? And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of our offspring. Who are those? Those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Those are Christians now. Glory be to God. Okay? Because you also believe in that Jew. That Jew who died for the world. That Jew who's going to destroy or who destroyed the devil. Okay? So, after he has tried to get Israel, okay? But remember, some of them have died in Israel. Okay, but some are fled. Okay, because it is impossible to wipe out all Jews. Okay, because God swore and said that as long as the earth and the moon and the stars exist, Jews will always exist. And they'll always be my people. Okay, Hitler tried to exterminate all of them. He killed 6 million Jews. Okay, but the Jews are still around. Okay, Iran wants to do that. Okay, but it can't happen. And so, after he had failed, he went after Christians who believe in the Jew, Jesus who died for them. And so now that's when the tribulation also now goes worldwide. Okay? Goes what? Okay, but remember, it is an Islamic empire that the devil will be using. Okay? Those people that surround Israel. Okay, so they are Muslims, okay? First and foremost. So that means that that hatred is going to get here. All country. Okay? And some Muslims, and I believe the majority. Okay? You guys, you're joking with this Islamic thing. Okay? I told you that everywhere you see a mosque, it's a shrine. Okay? Islam is witchcraft. Okay? Have you heard a story? Okay. It's not a story, but now, it is a Christian man who was once a Muslim who told me this last year. And I didn't know about it, okay? That when a Muslim dies, either a man or a woman, okay? Anyway, when they die, when they wash them, okay? When they wash their bodies, they also wash the inside, okay? And they remove all the filth, okay? Then, apparently, they keep some of that water that has come from inside. You haven't heard that stuff? I also heard it last year. You've heard about it. Ball of you now be man. Glory be to God. So they keep some of that water. Yeah? And they use it for some what? For cooking, some. It's true, but they don't want to talk about Billy cover, undercover. You know, but apparently people know. Now isn't that witchcraft? I'm telling you, this is a big thing you're playing around with, that we're all children of what? We're all of the same faith of Abraham, our father. It is a man, you're playing around with what? Something you don't understand. It's witchcraft. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you are planning young girls to marry a Muslim, you think twice about it, okay? Hallelujah. So, where are we? We are the chapter has ended. Glory be to God. Amen. Today, first time in LAT, we've done an entire chapter of the Bible. Glory be to God. But talking about the tribulation, beginning first and foremost because of Israel, and first and foremost against Israel, then it overflows to those who hold the testimony of Jesus, Christians. Glory be to God. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1 to 5. Okay. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. The day of the Lord is the day of the coming of Jesus. Then he tells Israel, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. Okay. Basically, they will loot you. For I will gather. Okay, this is God speaking, okay? I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken. The houses will be what? Mugili, mugili, munyambi, munyambi. The houses will be what? Rifled, okay? That's the correct spelling. Rifled. The women, very sad, ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity. You remember those who what? Who fled to Jordan, okay? Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth. Okay? Now we're talking about when the Lord returns. At the feast of what? Trumpets. The Lord will go forth and fight against those nations, as he did in the day, or as he fights in the day of, of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Then you, the Jews, you Israel, shall flee through my mountain valley. For the mountain valley shall reach to Azal. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with you. Hallelujah. Okay? And I believe that when he says that, and all the saints with you, it is talking about us who will have been raptured, isn't it? So we shall come back with him. Glory be to God. Okay? But we are coming back in this fight against the enemies of Israel. Glory be to God. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, it says that, it shall be in that day that I, the Lord, will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Glory be to God. Okay? All the nations, okay, which are part of that Islamic caliphate. Okay? The nation, remember, primarily those nations that surround Israel. In fact, Ezekiel in chapter 38 and 39, he lists some of those nations. And there's no European country in that group apart from Turkey. You know, Turkey is confusing. It is Europe, it is, you know, eh? All right? Yeah, and by the way, according to Ezekiel, Turkey will lead that coalition. Okay? It will lead the coalition that will go against Jerusalem, against Israel. Okay? All the nations, it lists Sudan, it lists Libya. It's there in your Bibles. And you see, all those are Islamic countries. Buna buna. Glory be to God. Iran is there. Okay, they're all there. It is there. So now, when people start to say it will be Europe, whatever, you know, maybe Europe will help. All right? But it is primarily the nations surrounding Israel. Glory be to God. And according to the Bible, it will be led by Turkey. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So, it says that in that day, I will seek, okay, to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me whom they pierced. Okay? You know that 99% of the Jews don't believe in Jesus. But they're still his people. They're still what? His people. Ateba kuba. You remember? But they're still, but they don't believe in him. They are, you know, eh? Okay? But the Bible says that a day will come when they will look on him whom they fear. Okay? Whom they pierce. Okay? He has come to save them. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only child and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. Okay? You know, it's going to be so bad. Eh? This Israel you see now, so strong. A day is coming when, like some people say, baja kujinyiga. You understand? Some of them will have to flee out of the country. You understand? It's a very bad. In fact, Jews who know these, what? Because remember, Jews, 99% of them only believe the Old Testament, isn't it? So they know Zechariah. They know Ezekiel. They know all the prophecies. Okay? A good number of them know what is coming. Okay? But they don't want to talk about it. Because it's like they don't look forward to it. They're going to be beaten so bad. You know, eh? They don't want to. In fact, there's a website or a YouTube channel I used to watch. Okay? And they were teaching about this. Then I made a comment to that effect that this day is coming. Okay? But I love the Jews and what? Eh? Said, you know, no one responded. It was a Jewish channel. No one responded. Okay? So you see, they couldn't say no. You're lying. You what? A Christian. So it is something they don't want to talk about and they don't want to hear anyone talking about it. You understand? So I made the comment and man, those Jews, they just, no response. But you write something else, they respond. But this one, when you quote their scriptures, no response, man. So they know, man, that day is coming. Okay? And the ones who will know that it's coming are those guys with those black hats and long black what? Who, you know, with, those, they call them the conservatives, okay? Journalists hate them, man, because they're the ones who are behind Netanyahu. Sima yongera kuba. So journalists hate them. They say those conservative Jews who put Netanyahu in power. Okay? Bambi, that day is what? Now, it is at a certain time when now they are going to perish. That's when their Savior will come to fight for them. And of course, he will win, isn't it? You know that. So they will look, it says verse 10, and upon the house of David and of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication, then they will look on me, whom they what? Pierced. Then they will mourn for him as one mourns for his what? His only son. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for a firstborn. Glory be to God. It will be so bad. But you know, when it says the spirit of grace and supplication, and they mourn for, and they see, this is the one we pierced. Mazima, he was what? The Son of God. So it means at that point, they will believe in him. Glory be to God. They will believe in him. Basically, they will get saved. The majority are going to get saved at that point. Glory be to God. At their worst time, that's when their Savior will show up. And then they will recognize him. Okay, they will recognize him. They say, you are the one, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? And at times, that's why, you know, troubles are good. You know, they turn people to the Lord. Okay? I remember when I got saved. Ugabi, when I believed your gospel. So I get saved. Okay, now, Christine, you remember, you had an OG called Ophelia. You remember her from Ogayaza. We were a bit friends, acquaintances, if I should say. So anyway, I get saved, and she's among those people who heard about it. So the next time I meet her, she told me that, please tell me, why did you get saved? Then why she pulled me aside, she said, tell me. Then she asked me, did you have any problems? You know, she's like, people get saved because of that. You know, because now if you're a youth, you are at uni, like everything seems to be going well, why should you get saved? You understand? Because that thing and Baruch Wokabi Zibu. Okay? And to be honest, I believe that God at times uses those things. Okay? I have a friend, they grew up very wealthy, rich. Okay, not really wealthy, but well to do, eh? Like in a top in a country. So this friend of mine once told me that the only thing that got them to start really thinking about God and coming to him because they got saved was when mother and father got issues. Basically, when the family was split. Okay? This friend of mine said that is when, as children, we now, man, because we're like, who can help? It's only God who can help. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Why was I telling you that? Anyway, problems, you know. These are, if a lawyer in town, he's at Mfumbira. It's my wife who was telling me about him. In fact, I've ever gone to his office because I needed a document, and someone was like, ah, you go to so-and-so, they'll help you for free. Okay? That was when I think Abigail was born in the States, and I needed a document to send to what? To the hospital. So, yeah, that lawyer, okay, some time ago got cancer, okay? He got so sick, he had to be flown out to the country. Then he got, I think, cured, okay? Then he wrote a book. So what I'm saying is not like secret info. He wrote a book entitled something, How Cancer Either Revealed God to Me. Eh? something like that. Basically, it was that sickness that got the guy to realize that what? There is a God, there is Jesus. And he got saved. Okay? That's why, by the way, they say that in America, all the prisoners are born again. You know, eh? But when they get out, man, but why they are there, man, is what? Suffering, man. Preachers go in there, they get saved. Okay? Some, I think, do it so that their sentence can be reduced. So when they get out, man, they are like, you're joking. Hey. But anyway, Bambi, the Jews will get saved at this point. Glory be to God. That is why Romans 11, verse 26, my last verse, of course, okay, is Paul says that, and so all Israel will be what? Will be saved. All Israel, all the Jews at that time, when they look on him whom they pierced, and they will realize this is the one, our Savior, he says that they will do what? They will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer, who you know is Jesus, will come out of Zion, Israel, okay? And he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. So he will wipe away their sins, isn't it? For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Remember, the day of atonement, okay, is a day of taking away sins, isn't it? So this will happen. So the day of atonement, as a slide shows, okay, is a day when Israel's sins will be taken away. Glory be to God. That will be the fulfillment of what? The day of atonement. Hallelujah. Amen. So Passover was fulfilled. Jesus died for us, isn't it? Okay? Unleavened bread, his body was buried and it did not decay because of yeast. Sin, it had not sin, isn't it? Hallelujah. The feast of first fruits was fulfilled. Jesus rose from the dead. And because he rose from the dead, we shall also rise from the dead. Glory be to God. Then 50 days thereafter, the day of Pentecost, isn't it? Fulfilled. Now we are waiting for the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets, okay? Those who are in the Lord, those who died in the Lord, and those who are alive and living for the Lord, okay, will be taken up, isn't it? Raptured. Those who are not living for the Lord will not be. They will suffer the wrath of God. Isn't it? And that Feast of Trumpets, okay, the coming of the Lord, happens after the tribulation. Immediately after the tribulation, that's when it takes place, isn't it? And Jesus says that only those who endure to the end shall be saved. And it is during the tribulation that the devil, okay, helped by Muslims, goes for the Jews, okay, and for the Christians. Glory be to God. But at the end, Jesus will come. He will save Israel. He will fight for them. Glory be to God. And the Jews will believe in Jesus. They will get saved, so their sins will be washed away. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.